St. Padre Pio of Pietrelcina and St. Camillus de Lellis, two men of God who selflessly devoted their lives to caring for others. In today's video, we explore some peculiar similarities between these remarkable individuals. Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Before we delve into the similarities between Padre Pio and St. Camillus, I would like to give a brief introduction to St. Camillus for those who are not yet familiar with this fascinating saint. St. Camillus de Lellis was born on May 25, 1550 in Italy. He was a priest and the founder of the religious order known as the Camillians, or the Order of the Clerics Regular, Ministers to the Sick. Inspired by his struggle with illness and a desire to serve others, Camillus dedicated his life to the care of the sick and the dying, often putting the needs of the sick above his own well-being. He was canonized as a saint by Pope Benedict XIV in 1746. He is recognized as the patron saint of hospitals, nurses, and the sick. Without further delay, let's begin exploring the intriguing similarities between Padre Pio and St. Camillus. To set the stage, I will share a story recounted by Father Santoro, a Camillian who had an encounter with Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo in 1958. He recalls, "This happened on August 18, 1958, 13 months and 4 days after my priestly ordination. I arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo in time to attend a holy mass celebrated by Padre Pio in the square in front of the new church where an altar was prepared, and the faithful surrounded the altar in a great embrace. I witnessed the great fervor with which Padre Pio celebrated. I had the impression of being in front of the suffering Christ. As the Mass concluded, I had the opportunity to meet Padre Pio. Upon noticing me, he smiled and joyfully exclaimed, 'It's a Camillian!' Then, as he approached and extended his hand for me to kiss, he said to me, 'Where do you come from?' 'From Sicily, Padre Pio,' I replied. As Padre Pio caressed my head, he continued speaking, 'Father, do you know that I am in cell number 5, which was once occupied by St. Camillus? It used to be the guest cell.' 'Yes,' I answered, to which he responded with a playful remark, 'But do you know something? St. Camillus occupied it for only one night and he became a saint. But I have been living in it for 30 years, and I'm still a poor devil.' And he burst into loud laughter while extending his hand again for me to kiss. He bid me farewell, saying, 'Pray for me,' and went to those awaiting his presence." End of testimony. So the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo once accommodated the young Camillus on the night of February 1st to February 2nd, 1575. What follows is a brief anecdote about his religious journey. Listen to this. The conversion of St. Camillus occurred between February 1st and 2nd, 1575, during his journey to the city of Manfredonia. Manfredonia is a city located in the Italian province of Foggia, approximately 24 kilometers or 15 miles away from San Giovanni. Camillus was heading to Manfredonia to work as a laborer at the Capuchin convent, having lost all his possessions due to gambling. On a sheep trail that traversed a rocky terrain mixed with frozen snow, Camillus had a significant accident. He fell off his donkey and hit his chest hard, so hard that he was afraid he might die. At this moment, he fervently implored, "Forgive me, Lord, forgive this great sinner. Give me time to truly repent." So it was in this troubled state that he found refuge in the cell number 5 of the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, the very same room Padre Pio would occupy 3 centuries later. It was within these walls that the idea of the Grand Hospital Casa Solieva della Sofferenza was conceived. This is confirmed by the words of Father Paolo Rossi. On January 9, 1940, the idea and dream of creating a grand hospital, an expression of the charity of Christ, and one that could welcome all the sick for free, was born in his cell. Furthermore, the connection between Padre Pio and St. Camillus and their devotion to caring for the sick was beautifully articulated by the guardian father of the convent of San Giovanni during the 400th anniversary of St. Camillus' conversion in 1976. He expressed, "The burning love for God and the sick brings St. Camillus and Padre Pio closer together." Another intriguing parallel between these two saints, as some of you may have noticed at the beginning of the video, is that they share the same birth date, May 25th. Despite being separated by approximately 300 years, they both found a shared unity in Christ through their experiences of suffering. Padre Pio bore the stigmata, the visible wounds of Christ's passion, while St. Camillus endured unpleasant ailments in 5 parts of his body, which he referred to as the 5 mercies of the Lord. In conclusion, the lives of St. Camillus and Padre Pio exemplify a profound union with Christ, a genuine understanding of human suffering, and a profound commitment to the care of the sick. Both men embraced their crosses and devoted themselves to alleviating the physical and spiritual afflictions of those in need. In a world that often values power, success, and material wealth, the legacies of St. Camillus and Padre Pio call us to a different path, a path of humility, selflessness, and a genuine concern for the welfare of others. May the lives of these two holy men inspire us to help those in need, for serving others is serving Christ. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.